ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः We're seeing last the Upadi Bhedaha and Upadi Aikyam and also Upahita Chaitanya Aikyam. We'll read from the 47th sentence. Anayoho समष्टि व्यष्ट्योः अनयोः समष्टि व्यष्ट्योः वनवृक्षयोः इव जलाशय जलयोः इव वा अभेदः अनयोः समष्टिव्यष्ट्योः वनवृक्षयोः इव जलाशयजलयोः इव वा अभेदः इन् दिस् स्टेट् हियर् वि हाव् दि समष्टिव्यष्टि Ajnanam. Samashti Ajnanam is an upadhi. Vyashti Ajnanam also is an upadhi. We have two upadhis. So, the Samashti Ajnanam and Vyashti Ajnanam, what is the difference? What is the non, how they are non-different? The two upadhis, how Samashti and Vyashti Ajnanams, originally they are one and the same Ajnanam. There is no difference. But then if both are one and the same Ajnanam, then what is the difference? The Upadhi Bedaha. How Upadhi is, the difference is, only the Vyashti Samashti is the difference. Originally, they are one and the same. What he said here, Samashti Vyashtyoho Vanavrikshayoho. What is the difference between at one single tree and the forest? Forest also is nothing but trees. A tree also is a tree. Only difference is one tree, the other is many trees. So Vyashti Samashti alone is the difference. If you take the tree as a tree, trees. The singular purul is the difference. Like that, here also, Vyashti Samashti is the difference between Vyashti Ajnanam and Samashti Ajnanam. All of them are trees originally, like that, no? Here also, the Vyashti Ajnanam, Samashti Ajnanam is originally Moola Ajnanam. One and the same Ajnanam. So he says, that's what he said here. Jalashaya jalayoho iva. But the water in a small quantity, or water obtaining in a reservoir of water, the same. The vyashti samashti is the only difference. Therefore, very originally, both happen to be, vyashti ajnanam, samashti ajnanam happen to be one and the same ajnanam, mula ajnanam, abhedaha. The 47th sentence states the non-difference between even the ajnanams. Vyashti upadhihi, samashti upadhihi. Upadhi also originally what? One the same. The only difference is vyashti samashti. Then having stated that, it goes to the non-difference between the upahita chaitanyam. And how he presents it, that's in the 48th sentence. Yetad upahitayoho. Yetad upahitayoho. Ishvara pragnayoho api. Yetad upahitayoho. Ishvara pragnayoho api. Vana vriksha avachinna akashayoho iva. Vana vriksha avachinna akashayoho iva. Jalashaya jalagata pratibimba akashayoho iva va abhedaha. So having stated the non-difference between the two upadhis, now here the upahida chaitanyayoho, chaitanya abheda, the non-difference between the upahita chaitanyam also he is talking about here. You know, the one and the same pure consciousness, the chaitanyam, is what we say, nirupadhika chaitanyam. The upadhi rahita, the pure consciousness, no, chaitanyam, the pure consciousness. When it is obtained, associated with, or obtaining in vyashti upadhi, gets the name Ishwaraha. The same nirupadhika chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, one and the same pure consciousness, obtaining in or associated with the vyashti upadhi is called prajnaha. So Ishwaraha and prajnaha are two different terms, two different names given to the one and the same pure consciousness, obtaining in two different upadhis. So the two different names are given to the consciousness associated with the upadhis, vyashti samashti upadhis. So here, upahitayoho Ishvara prajnayoho api. So the upahita means what here? The chaitanyam, nirupadikam chaitanyam, associated with the upadhi, samashti upadhi, the pure consciousness associated with samashti upadhi, known as Ishvaraha. The same consciousness associated with obtaining in vyashti upadhi, known as prajnaha. Between these prajnaha and Ishvaraha also, whatever he says, upahitayoho Ishvara prajnayoho api. Api also. Not only the Upadhis are originally one and the same Mula Avidya, Mula Ajnanam. The Vyashti Samashti alone is the difference. Similarly here, the Ishvara Prajnaha, Prajnau, Ishvaraha and Prajnaha are also two different names for the same Chaitanyam, in keeping with the difference in the manifesting media, Upadhis. And therefore, there is no difference between Ishvaraha and Prajnaha also. Ishvaraha is also originally Nirupadikam Chaitanyam. Jiva Prajnaha also is originally Nirupadikam Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness. How that example is given? So, Vana Vriksha Avachinna Akasha Yohu. Here the two vadas are there. Avacheda Vadaha. No? See, Avachedaha and Patibimbaha. The space, the space obtaining in a pot is what actually is the example is taken for Avachedaha. And Avachedaha, and the space obtaining on the surface of the water is taken as the reflected in the water, say taken for the Pratibimbavadaha. No, one is the Pratibimbaha means reflection, Avachedaha means limited, enclosed. So enclosed space and reflected space, the two things are taken here. So Vana Vriksha Avachinna Akasha Yoho. So Vana Vriksha Avachinna Akasha Yoho means, so the space occupied by one tree, the space occupied by, the total trees, the forest, same space, isn't it? Between, there's no difference between the space obtaining in the place of one tree, the place of many trees. So the space is, there's no difference. The difference is again Vyashti Samashti, isn't it? The Upadhi alone, the difference is only in Upadhi is here. Vyashti Samashti Upadhi. Otherwise, the space is the same. Similarly here, the Chaitanyam is the Nirupadika Chaitanyam as Ishvara and Jiva, Ishvara and Prajnaha are one and the same. So Avacheda Drishtya, even if we see it as an enclosed space, like just we can say Ghatakashaha, no? Like Mahakashaha, how enclosed space is one and the same. Similarly, Jalashaya Jalagata Pratibimba Akashayoho Iva. Whether the reflection of the space obtaining in a small quantity of water or the reflection of the space obtaining in a big reservoir of water, there Akashayoho Iva Va Abhedaha. There is non-difference, which means the space is non-different. The difference is only in the Upadhis. Similarly, there is non-difference between this manifestations of consciousness also. So, Upadhi Abhedaha, then Upahita Chaitanya Abhedaha are stated in the 48th the sentence here. For which he quotes the example from the Mandukya Upanishad. This is the mantra number 5th, mantra number 6th from the Mandukya Upanishad. Yeshaha Sarveshwaraha ஏஷா சர்வஜ்ஞா ஏஷா அந்தர்யாமி ஏஷ யோனி சர்வஸ்ய பிரபவாப்யயோஹி பூதானாம். ஐல் ரிப்பீட் இட். ஏஷ சர்வேஸ்வரா ஏஷ சர்வஜ்ஞா ஏஷோந்தர்யாமி ஏஷ யோனி சர்வஸ்ய ஏஷ யோனி சர்வஸ்ய பிரபவாப்யயோஹி பூதானாம். So this mantra is here quoted as an example for the Shruti Pramanam, that how Shruti also states the oneness of the Nirupadika Chaitanyam, which means the non-difference between the Ishwaraha and Prajnaha. So non-difference between Ishwara and Prajna has been stated here. Having stated the non-difference between Ishwara and Prajnaha, so difference is only from the standpoint of the Upadhis. Even the Upadhis are non-different, only just Veshti Samashti difference is there, but also having stated, now the teacher is going to talk about the Nirupadikam Chaitanyam. So first he talked about the Upadhi Abheda, then he talked about the of the two upadhis, the non-difference was discussed. Now then two upahita chaitanyams, isn't it? The sopadhika chaitanyam, chaitanyoho, the sopadhika chaitanyam or upahita chaitanyam, isn't it? The sopadhika with the two manifestations, non-difference between the two manifestations also has been discussed now. Now he is going to talk about the pure consciousness, Nirupadhika Chaitanyam. Vana Vriksha Tad Avachinna Akashayoho. Vana Vriksha Tad Avachinna Akashayoho. Jalashaya ஜல தத்கத பிரதிபிம்ப ஆகாஷயோஹோ. ஜலாஷய ஜல தத்கத பிரதிபிம்ப ஆகாஷயோஹோ வா ஆதாரபூத அனுபஹித ஆகாஷவத். ஆதாரபூத அனுபஹித ஆகாஷவத் அனயோஹோ அஜ்ஞான தத் உபஹித சைதன்யயோஹோ ஆதாரபூதம் யத் அனுபஹிதம் சைதன்யம். அஜ்ஞான தத் உபஹித சைதன்யயோஹோ ஆதாரபூதம் யத் அனுபஹிதம் சைதன்யம் தத் துரியம் இத்யுச்யதே. அனுபஹிதம் சைதன்யம் தத் துரியம் இதி உச்யதே. சாந்தம் சிவம் அத்வைதம் சதுர்த்தம் மன்யந்தே ச ஆத்மா ச விஜ்ஞேயஹ இத்தியாதி ஸ்ருதேஹி. இன் திஸ் 49th தி ஆத்தர் டிஸ்கசஸ் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி நிருபாதிகம் சைத்தன்யம். ஸோ வனவ்ருக்ஷ தத்கத அவச்சின்ன ஆகாஷயோஹோ ஜலாஷய ஜல தத்கத பிரதிபிம்ப ஆகாஷயோஹோ வா ஆதாரபூத அனுபஹித ஆகாஷவத். த ஸ்பேஸ், த டூ, தி என்க்ளோஸ்டு ஸ்பேஸ், or reflected space. If we see it as the enclosed space also, she take this space, one space, take it as an enclosed space. Then enclosed space means what? Now divided space, avachinna akasha. There's not really divided space, but seemingly divided space, and no, then the reflected space. So he gives two examples also. If we take the space, so vana vriksha. So one is the tree, is vyashti, upadhi. For the akasha, one tree becomes what? Vyashti upadhi. The forest becomes samashti upadhi. So vana vriksha avachinna akasha yoho. The space occupied by one tree and the total number of trees constituting forest. Akashayoho, one avachinna akashayoho. So between the space, you know, that is the space occupied by one tree or the total space. It's a limited by, in fact, it's enclosed, isn't it? The space enclosed by one or the many. Akashayoho, there is no difference. Similarly, jalashaya jala tadgata pratibimba akashayoho. And the space reflected in a small quantity of water or a huge reservoir of water, and that space, for that space, of that space, whether the enclosed space or the totally enclosed space or but little enclosed space, and or you can say the space reflected in the water or in the reservoir of water, that space, for that, for the adhara bhuta means what? The substratum, the original space, the original total space, which is the adhara for this enclosed space and the reflected space, isn't it? For that space, how it is one and the same space. Isn't it? Upadhi rahita. That space is one and the same. Similarly, in the same way, he says, vat, pratibimba akashayoho va, akashayoho adharabhuta anupahita akashavat. Anupahita, isn't it? So anupahita means not associated with the upadhis. So upahita means associated with sopadikam. Anupahita means what? Nirupadikam. So without the akashavat, just as anupahita akashaha, the total space, pure space, unassociated with these different upadhis, you know, in terms of enclosures, in terms of manifesting, reflecting media. As the tree, one tree and the forest, are as water or the reservoir of water. So that the anupahitam, anupahita akasha means what? The total pure space, unassociated with the upadhis. That akasha is how that is one, the same. Similarly, anayoho ajnana. Anayoho means what now? Of these, vyashti ajnanam and samashti ajnanam, these two upadhis. Tad upahita chaitanyayoho. Also this, the upahita sopadhikam chaitanyam. Sopadhikam chaitanyam, the consciousness associated with these two upadhis, vyashti ajnanam and samashti ajnanam. That chaitanyam also. Of these two chaitanyams, no? We have one upahita chaitanyam. So vyashti upadhi upahita chaitanyam, samashti upadhi upahita chaitanyam are given two different names as Ishvara and Prajnaha. of these Ishvara and Pragyaha, called as Upahita Chaitanyam. For them also, Adhara Bhutam, the substrate, the original pure consciousness, which is Nirupadhikam Chaitanyam, is called what now? Anupahitam Chaitanyam. Anupahitam Chaitanyam is Nirupadhikam Chaitanyam. The pure original consciousness, which is the substratum for Ishvara and Prajna, the Chaitanyam is said to be Turiyam. Tat Turiyam iti Uchyate. What is Turiyam? Nirupadhikam Chaitanyam. The pure original consciousness, which is the substratum, which is the Adhara for Ishvara, the truth of Ishvara, the truth of Pragyaha, is one and the same pure consciousness, which is called Anupahita Chaitanyam. So now we have two Upadhis, two Upahita Chaitanyams, and one Anupahita Chaitanyam. So for two Upahita Chaitanyams, the Adhara is one Anupahita Chaitanyam. And that Anupahita Chaitanyam, which is the Adhara, substratum for the Upahita Chaitanyams, you know, is said to be Turiyam. Turiyam iti Uchyate. And that Turiyam, the nature of Turiyam is, and for the, here again, the Mandukya Upanishad quotation is given here, Shantam Shivam Advaitam Chaturtham Manyante Sa Atma Sa Vigneyaha Mandukya Ityadi Shrutehe. This is a mantra present in the nature of the Turiya Atma is presented here. There is a quotation from Kaivalya Upanishad also. Trishu dhamasu yad bhogyam, Trishu dhamasu yad bhogyam, Bhokta bhogascha yad bhavet, Tebhyo vilakshana sakshi, Chinmatroham sadashivaha. So, sakshi vilakshanaha chinmatraha aham sadashivaha. So, which is distinct, you know, from the this manifesting media. What is quoted here? And we'll just go to this next state sentence. Idameva turiyam. Idameva turiyam. Shuddha chaitanyam. Ajnanadi. Tad upahita chaitanyabhyam. Tad ajnanadi. Upahita chaitanyabhyam tapta ayapindavat avivictam sanna mahavakyasya vachyam vivictam sallakshamiti cha uchyate. So here, idameva turiyam. Now, having introduced the term turiyam, so the turiyam is the name, word, now given to the nirupadikam, anupahitam, pure chaitanyam, and which is the adhara, which is the truth, the support of both Prajna and Ishwaraha. That Chaitanyam, Shuddha Chaitanyam, known as Turiyam, Anya Chaitanyam, Ajnanadi, Tadu Upahita Chaitanyabhyam, So this Ajnanadi means what? Ajnanam, the two Upadis and two Upahita Chaitanyam, isn't it? Two Upadis, two Upahita Chaitanyams, two manifestations and two manifesting media. No, Upahita Chaitanyabhyam. Tapta Ayapindavat Avivictam. Avivictam means what? Now, inseparable, isn't it? Vivikta means discerned. Avivictam, non-discerned. Vivikta, know that Vivikta is a, like Vivekaha, it's a noun. Vivichyajnanam is a. Here also Vivikta means discriminated or discerned. Like what? Tapta ayav pindavadu. Tapta ayav pinda. Tapta means, you know, well heated. Ayav pinda, the iron ball. Iron ball. Well heated iron ball is tapta ayav pinda. Tapta ayav pinda is blazing, glowing iron ball. Not only blazing, glowing iron ball, it's also hot iron ball. So the iron ball actually is no more just an iron ball, isn't it? But it is hot and brilliant. But there, how the heat, the fire and the iron ball, both are of completely different natures. The iron ball, which is not hot by itself, which is not blazing by itself, now because of association with the fire, the fire which whose swarupam is heat, whose swarupam is the glowing, and this iron ball becomes hot and blazing, and then the fire and the iron ball are inseparably one, remain inseparably together. Even though we know very well, iron ball by itself is not hot, is not blazing. But because of its association with the fire, the heat and the brilliance belong to the fire, that also we know. But once you see the iron ball, they are inseparably one, remain as one, isn't it? Like that, that's why he says, tapta ayapinda vat. Vat means always like. Avivictam. What is avivictam here? The Shuddha Chaitanyam, isn't it, is avivictam, the pure original consciousness. Anupahita Chaitanyam, Nirupadikam Chaitanyam, Shuddha Chaitanyam, all same, isn't it? Which is the substratum, which is the support of this Ishvara and Pragya, and which is distinct from the two Upadis and the two Upahitams. It is distinct from the manifestations, distinct from the manifesting media. That, you know, now is inseparably there, like the, you know, the blazing, brilliant, heated iron ball. And the fire are inseparably there. Sun. Mahavakyasya vachyam viviktam sallakshamiticha uchyate. That's why this alone, Mahavakyasya vachyam and viviktam sallakshamiticha uchyate. There is a Mahavakyam, you know, like Tattvamasi. You can say so many Mahavakyams are there. Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, you know, I am Atma Brahma, Pragyanam Brahma. All these Mahavakyams have two meanings. One is what? Vachyartha, Lakshyartha. So he says, this Upahita Chaitanyam, you know, the two Upahita Chaitanyams and two Upadis and we have the Nirupadikam Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, two manifestations of consciousness and two manifested media. The pure consciousness, which is distinct from the manifestations and the manifesting media, now is like the inseparable from the manifesting media and the, you know, remaining as the manifestations, like what? Like the well-heated iron ball. And this, the Vachartha also is nothing but this same Turiyam, you know, when it is not discerned, the Turiya Chaitanyam, the Anupahita Nirupadikam Chaitanyam, pure Shuddha Chaitanyam, if it is not discerned, not distinguished, is it not cognitively separated from the Upadis and the Upahitams, isn't it? Not separated, it becomes what now? Meaning of the Vachyartha. It's a direct meaning of the Mahavakyam. The same pure consciousness, if it is discerned from the Upadis and the Upahitams, manifestations and the manifesting media, then it becomes the implied meaning of the Mahavakyam. Aviviktam Chaitanyam becomes the meaning of the aviviktam, undiscerned, cognitively non-separated. You can't physically separate. Cognitively non-discerned becomes what? Becomes the Vachyartha. Direct meaning of the Mahavakyam. If cognitively discerned, it becomes what now? The implied meaning of the Mahavakyam. So what? That's why he gives the example of Taptaya Pinda. It's interesting, isn't it? Viviktam, aviviktam. So how beautifully he presents the whole thing now. First he talks about the two upadis, then the two manifesting media, and he also talked about the non-difference between the manifesting media also. Because originally they are mula jnanam, vyashtya jnanam, samashtya jnanam. Then he talked about the abheda of the upahitams, manifestations. So the difference is only from the standpoint of the manifesting media in terms of yashti and samashti. Really speaking, the upahitams are originally one. That's what he talked about, the non-difference between two manifestations, and which are given two different names as prajna and Ishwaraha. Then having discussed about it, now talked about it, he talks about the Anupahitam pure Chaitanyam. So the Nirupadikam, Upadi Rahita Nirupadikam Anupahitam Shuddham Chaitanyam is the Adhara support, which is the Adhara support of both Upahita Chaitanyams and the Upadis. That Chaitanyam is called Turiyam. What is Turiyam also he explained. Now he says, the Turiya Chaitanyam is inseparable from the Upadis, inseparable from as the Upahita Chaitanyam, isn't it? That's why he gives the example, inseparability of the Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness and the manifesting media, thereby obtaining as the manifest consciousness, isn't it? The inseparability also he explains the example of the Taptaya Pinda. So physically, fire, the heat and the glow of the iron ball and the iron ball are physically inseparable, isn't it? They're one. But still, cognitively you can discern how the heat doesn't belong to the iron ball, the glow doesn't belong to the iron ball, the heat and glow belong to the fire. It all cognitively only you discern. The cognitive discerning is called what? We say discerning is cognitive only, isn't it? The cognitive separation, cognitive discerning is only mentioned by the word vivikta. Isn't it? But thus now he says, if similarly the Chaitanya, the Nirupadikam Chaitanyam, Anupahita Chaitanyam, now he actually is distinct from the Upadis and the Upahitams, manifestations and the manifesting media. If we distinguish that pure consciousness cognitively, intellectually, from the manifesting medium and the manifestations, no? Then it becomes the Lakshartha of the Mahavakyam. If it is undiscerned, then non-discerned, it is the Vachyartha of the Mahavakyam, which means Vachyartha Lakshartha, isn't it? So Mahavakya, we take in Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, or Aham Brahmas Mahavakyam. In every Mahavakyam, what is present is Jiveshwara Aikyam, isn't it? So Prajna Ishwara Aikyam or Jiveshwara Aikyam. So Jiva known as Prajna, again the Samashti known as Ishwara. This Vyashti Jiva known as Prajna, Samashti Ishwara, isn't it? Between them, there is non-difference. The non-difference is the Lakshartha of the Mahavakyam. Vachartha means the difference, isn't it? Difference is discussed. As Jiva is different and then Ishra is different. Why different? Because of the Upadhi Beda. Now we already he made so repeated it so many times. So, abhedaha and bhedaha, the difference and non-difference, both are there between jiva and prajna, sorry, Ishvara and prajna, or jiva and Ishvara, isn't it? If only the between jiva and Ishvara, there's only non-difference, only difference, then this Mahavakyam wouldn't have been possible. The purpose of Mahavakyam is to show the non-difference and in spite of the difference, isn't it? Difference also is there, non-difference also is there. And that non-difference, even though is the aim of the Mahavakyam, revealing the non-difference is the aim of the Mahavakyam. Because Mahavakyam need not come there to show the difference. All the difference is known, isn't it? Therefore, what is not known to us is the non-difference. What is already known is the difference. So through the difference, which we already know, Mahavakyam reveals the non-difference. But that non-difference means not the direct meaning, it is the implied meaning. And you take the two, Prajnaha and Ishwaraha. Prajnaha as a Vachyartha is a limited individual, associated with what? Chaitanyam associated with the Vyashti Upadhi. And Ishwaraha is the same Chaitanyam associated with the Samashti Upadhi. So here, that's why there is difference. And the difference is what? Sarvajna, Alpajna, Sarvashaktiman, Alpashaktiman. Those differences are there. But if we take it as the Lakshartha, what is implied means, the original, this substratum, the Adhara of Ishvara is Nirupadikam Chaitanyam. Adhara, substratum, the truth of the Prajna is also Nirupadikam Chaitanyam. From the standpoint of the Nirupadikam Chaitanyam, the Jiva and Ishvara, they are non-different, one and the same. Isn't it? That non-difference is the implied meaning of the Mahavakyams. Therefore, he says, if this teacher persons differently, If this Chaitanyam is Nirupadikam, all these words you have to remember here. Two Veshti Samashti Upadis, two Upahita Chaitanyams, two manifestations of consciousness, then one pure consciousness. Nirupadikam, Sopadika, Chaitanyams, two Upadis. This Nirupadikam Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, if it is discerned as the support of being support of both Upahitams, manifestations, Ishwaraha and Prajnaha, then that is what now? The non-difference, you know, you understand the non-difference between the Jiva and Ishwara, Prajna and Ishwara, that becomes understanding the non-difference of Jiva and Ishwara is the Lakshartha of the Mahavakyams. And seeing the difference between Jiva, Prajna and Ishwara from the standpoint of the difference in the manifesting media, the Upadis, is the Vachyartha of the Mahavakyams. Isn't it? Yeah. So how to discern, isn't it? That the discerning, if it is discerned, it becomes the Lakshartha, non-discerned becomes the Vachyartha. Okay, now he is going to enter into the avidya, mula vidya. He is going to talk about it now. Asya ajnanasya, asya ajnanasya avarana vikshepa namakam asti shaktidvayam. Asya ajnanasya asti. This mula vidya, or you can say generally ajnanam. This ajnanam, this avidya, obtaining as these two, as what? As the Vashti ajnanam and Samashti ajnanam. Samashti ajnanam is what? Maya. Vashti ajnanam is avidya, isn't it? This ajnanam, ajnanas, has two powers. Shakti dvayam asti. Twofold powers are there for this ajnanam. What are they? Avarana vikshepa namakam. In the name of avaranam and vikshepaha. So avarana shaktihi and vikshepa shaktihi. Just to, the avarana means the power of veiling. Vikshepaha is power of throwing up, projecting. Throwing, we say, okay? Vikshepaha. So, what are they? He is going to talk in the next sentence. Avarana shaktihi. Avarana shaktihi tavat. Avarana shaktihi tavat. Alpaha api. Megho neka. Yojanaya megaha aneka yojanaya tam aditya mandalam avalokayitru nayana patha pidayakataya aditya mandala avalokayitru nayana patha pidakataya yatha chadayativa tatha ajnanam parichinnam api atmanam aparichinnam asamsarinam avalokayitru buddhi pidayakataya achadayativa tadrisham samarthyam. So avarana shakti, first he explains what is avarana shakti. இஸ் எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் எக்ஸாம்பிள். ஆவரண சக்தி தாவத் அல்பஹா அபி, மேகஹ அநேக யோஜனாய தம் ஆதித்ய மண்டலம் அவலோகயித்ரு நயன பத பிதாயகதயா யதா ஆச்சாதயதி இவ. ஸோ மேகஹா தி கிளவுட்ஸ், வாட் இஸ் ஆவரணம் ஹீ இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட். தி மேகஹா அநேக யோஜனாய ஆதித்ய மண்டலம், இவன் தோ திஸ் ஹோல் சன் வித் ஆல் இஸ் ரேஸ், ஆதித்ய மண்டல் சன் இஸ் தேர் அபவ், பட் தி அவலோகித்து மீன் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் சீயிங் த சன் இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் லுக்கிங் அட் த சன் இஸ் அவலோகிதா. அவலோகிதா இஸ் தி அவலோகித்ரு மூலப்பதம், ரிக்கார் அந்த சப்தம். ஸோ ஃபார் தி அவலோகிதா, ஃபார் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் சீயிங் லுக்கிங் அட் த சன் அபவ், தி ஆதித்ய திஸ் மேகா தி கிளவுட்ஸ் ஃபார் குவாய்ட் லாங் டிஸ்டன்ஸ் நோ இட் கவர்ஸ் தி இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் தோ இட் கவர்ஸ் தி சன். யூ கெனாட் சி த சன். வை யூ கான்ட் சி த சன்? பிகாஸ் சன் இஸ் கவர்ட் பை தி கிளவுட்ஸ். ஃபார் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் லுக்கிங் அட் த சன், ஹவு த சன் இஸ் கவர்ட் பை தி கிளவுட்ஸ், இட்ஸ் வெரி கிளியர். வாட் இஸ் தட்? யூ த வெரி ஃபேக்ட் தட் யூ ஆர் ஏபிள் டு சீ த சன் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த சன்லைட். த சன்லைட் இஸ் நாட் தேர் இஃப் தி கிளவுட்ஸ் டு நாட் ரிஃப்ளெக்ட் த சன்லைட். Then your eyes cannot even see the reflected, you know, in fact, the reflecting as a medium, the clouds, isn't it? But it looks as though it is covering the sun. Even though sun is covered by the clouds, you know, covered means what? Achadayati. But really speaking, they cannot cover the sun. But still they seem to be covering the sun. The non-coverable sun is seemingly covered by the clouds. And for the one who sees the clouds covering the sun and the sun, it's very clear the very possibility of seeing the clouds is because of the sun. And the clouds seemingly covering the sun also is known because of the sun. Isn't it? The very seeing is because of the sun. Similarly here, it is not really covering. The clouds cannot really cover the sun. This is what the Ajnanam does. He says, Nayana patha pidhayakataya. Nayana patha means where the eyes see, there the eyesight is covered, isn't it? The eyesight is covered by the clouds. Eyesight is not completely covered. The eyes vision is there, but still it prevents the eyes from seeing the sun, covering the sun. The clouds do that. Similarly, the same way, he says, Ajnanam parichinnam api. ஆத்மானம் அபரிச்சின்னம் அசம்சாரணம் அவலோகயித்ரு புத்தி பிதாயகதயா. ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் தி கிளவுட்ஸ் ப்ரிவெண்ட் தி சீயர்ஸ் ஐஸ் ஃப்ரம் தி சீயிங் தி சன், சிமிலர்லி தி அஜ்ஞானம் ஆல்சோ, even though it is limited, is an ajnanam, aparichinnam, asamsarinam. So the aparichinnam means the limited ignorance. The ignorance is not limitation. Aparichinnam, asamsarinam, the limitless reality, the consciousness. அவலோகித்து புத்தி பிதாயக்கத்தையா. ஹியர் தி புத்தி, திஸ் இஸ் தி இன்டலெக்ட், இஸ்ன்ட் இட், தி இன்டலெக்ட் இட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ கவர்ட் ஹியர், ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் தி சீயர்ஸ் விஷன் இஸ் கவர்ட் ஹியர் பை தி கிளவுட்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் சீயிங் தி சன். சிமிலர்லி தி இன்டலெக்ட் ஆல்சோ இஸ் கவர்டு பை தி ஆவரண சக்தி ஃப்ரம் சீயிங் தி ட்ரூத், ஃப்ரம் சீயிங் தி ரியாலிட்டி. பிதாயக்க, பிதாயக்க மீன்ஸ் பிதாயக்கத்தையா ஆச்சாதயத்தி இவ தாதிருஷம் சாமர்த்தியம், தட் இஸ் தி கெப்பாசிட்டி. சாமர்த்தியம் இஸ் த கெப்பாசிட்டி. வாட் இஸ் திஸ் ஆவண சக்தி கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப்? ஹவு தி கிளவுட்ஸ் ஆர் கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப்? நான் தி கிளவுட்ஸ் விச் ஷைன் இன் த வெரி ப்ரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சன், விச் ஷைன் பிகாஸ் தி ப்ரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சன், சீமிங்லி கவர் தி சன் அண்ட் மேக் தி ஐஸ் தி ஆன்லுக்கர்ஸ் ஐஸ், ப்ரிவென்ட் தி ஆன்லுக்கர்ஸ் ஐஸ், சீட்ஸ் ஐஸ் ஃப்ரம் சீயிங் தி சன். சிமிலர்லி திஸ் அக்ஞானம் ஆல்சோ, யூனோ, வித் அக்ஞானம் விச் இஸ் ஷைன்ஸ், விச் ஹேஸ் இட்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், வெரி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா, லிமிட்லெஸ் ஆத்மா, அண்ட் சீம்ஸ் டு பி கவரிங் தி வெரி சீ, யூனோ, தி புத்தி ஃப்ரம் சீயிங் தி ஆத்மா. குட் எக்ஸாம்பிள் இஸ்ன்ட் இட், விச் மீன்ஸ் this is the its capacity which is dependent on the very atma for its existence, the agyanam which is dependent on the very atma for its existence now seems to be covering the atma. this is the samarthyam, it is the power of the avarna shakti. Oh my God, what is its power? What is its capacity? What can it do? It has no independent existence, you can say all that. Yes, the Ajnanam, which has no independent existence. Like what? Like the clouds. The clouds cannot have the existence, cannot even shine if there is no sunlight. The clouds which shine because of the very presence of the sun seem to be covering the sun and prevent the seer's eyes from seeing the sun, covering the sun. Similarly, the same ajnana, this ajnanam, which enjoys existence because of the consciousness, atma, and which now prevents the buddhi from seeing that chaitanyam. And it is the power of the power of the Ajnanam. So he says, Tadrisham Samarthyam is what? Avarna Shaktihi. Taduktam Ghanachanna Drishtihi Ghanachanna Markam Yatha Manyate Nishprabham Chati Moodaha Tatha Baddhavad Bhati யோ மூடதிருஷ்டேஹே சக நித்ய உபலப்தி ஸ்வரூபா அஹம் ஆத்மா இதி ஹஸ்தாமலகம். அண்ட் ஹியர் தி ஆத்தர் கோட்ஸ் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் வேர்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஹஸ்தாமலகம். கனச்சன்னதிருஷ்டிஹி கனச்சன்ன மர்க்கம் யதா மன்யதே. See, the quotation is very interesting. Ghanachanna, ghanaha means here cloud. Ghanachanna drishtihi means, channa means the covered, isn't it? The one whose vision is covered by the clouds. No, or prevent, one whose vision is prevented from by the clouds. Such a person. Ghanachannam arkam yatha manyate. He thinks the sun is covered by the clouds. The one whose vision is prevented by the clouds thinks that sun is covered by the clouds. Sun is not covered by the clouds, but the clouds, only his eyes, vision is covered by the clouds. His eyesight is, eyes are covered by the clouds. Not covered. Prevented from seeing the, prevented from seeing the sun, isn't it? Who prevented? By the clouds, isn't it? But what happens when the eyes are, you know, prevented from seeing the sun by the clouds, by seeming covering of the sun, this person thinks sun is covered by the clouds. I am not able to see, sun is covered by the clouds. Clouds, do they cover the sun or do they prevent the eyes from seeing the sun? Very interesting, isn't it? The clouds do not seemingly cover the sun, but they prevent the eyes from seeing the sun. It's a big difference, isn't it? When then this person whose eyesight is covered, he thinks sun is covered. Similarly, he says, Atimodaha, also deluded person, also what does he think? You know, then he thinks Nishprabham Manyate Atimodaha. He thinks, oh, sun has no light. Sun has no, Nishpavam Manyate, he thinks sun has no light, devoid of brilliance because of the covering. Tata Baddhavad Bhati Yaha Moda Drishtehe. The same Atma, ever free Atma, seems to be bound for the ignorant person. Why? Because his intellect is covered by the ignorance. Intellect is prevented from seeing the Swarupa of the Atma. Atma is not covered, seemingly covered by this ignorance. But the intellect is prevented from seeing the nature of the Atma. Who prevents it from this Ajnanam? Then what do you think? The limitless, ever-free Atma is mistaken to be the bound Atma, limited Atma. This is what the ignorance does. Not the ignorance. Avarna Shakti, he does. It's interesting to know, isn't it? Avarna Shaktehe Samarthyam. This capacity to cover and prevent the Buddhi from seeing how the truth is, is this capacity belongs to the Ajnanam. And that capacity, that power of ignorance, which is capable of preventing the intellect from seeing the truth as it is called Avarna Shaktihi. It's a good example, isn't it? So we'll continue next class. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.